Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Speaking of the NFL, it's a good article. It's on Deadspin. You can find it. It's from earlier this week on Tuesday. Why only the NFL doesn't guarantee contracts. And we've had Andrew Brandt on this show before. You guys know, if you listen to this show, you know I kind of dork out for the business side of this stuff, salary cap and contracts. But it's a really intriguing topic, especially when you consider where the fuel that ignites a lot of these contracts, the upper trajectory that we've been going with salaries across all sports is fueled by television revenue that we're not sure what it's going to look like in about 6 or 7 years, considering cord cutting and all that. There's going to be CBAs that are coming up, including the NFL's CBA. Dom Cosentino is a staff writer at Deadspin who wrote the article, Why Only the NFL Doesn't Guarantee Contracts, and I thought it was good enough article and interesting to bring him on the radio and talk about it a little bit more right now. And he joins me on the program. Dom, how are you tonight?
I'm well, Sean. Thanks a lot for having me on, and thanks so much for the compliments, too. I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Really good piece, and it's many layers to it. I think I highly encourage people to go read it. But just to, I guess, lay the groundwork for a conversation about it, Dom. You lay it out perfectly. The NBA guarantees these exorbitant contracts, most of them at least. MLB, same thing. NHL, same thing. The NFL, we know there's guaranteed money in contracts, but the contracts aren't fully guaranteed, and that's one thing the players are always griping about. But it's their union that negotiated this CBA. Who is, in your mind, Dom, to be assigned the most blame for the way that the NFL does their contracts right now in terms of the guaranteed element of it?
Well, I would say that the actual salary cap that's in place, because of the way it's structured, the way the CBA is written, sort of allows ownership and management, you know, all of these outs to kind of strike what otherwise would be guaranteed money from a lot of the deals. Now, the union takes a lot of heat, and rightfully so, for the CBA they negotiated. But, you know, the owners have always had a tremendous amount of leverage over the union, over the players. And through the years, the players have negotiated for other things, you know, quite frankly, from, you know, better salaries, but, you know, to pensions, to free agency. And even in this last CBA, you know, they really negotiated we now know in the last 5, 6, 7 years has become paramount and really important for football players, but they negotiated a very good benefits package that I think, you know, they saw, and workplace rules such as, you know, guys not having to hit as much during the season, you know, for their safety and things like that. So, the union sort of took it on the chin in some ways, and a lot of these guaranteed money is a lot of what gets talked about with that. But at the same time, they won some concessions in terms of player safety, you know, and workplace rules and benefits. So, but if we were to pin one thing, I think it really comes back to the salary cap, because it limits what players can earn, number one. It's really just kind of this arbitrary number that management comes up with to hold down labor costs And then, you know, within the NFL structure anyway, there are all sorts of rules that allow teams to strike, guaranteed money from, you know, otherwise contracts that should guarantee payment to players.
Yeah, and, you know, Dom, it's funny. I think the other thing about the NFL salary cap is it's very fixed. You know, in other words, every dollar that gets spent hits the cap in some way, whereas the NBA, yeah, there's a cap there, but you can go over it with exceptions. You can go over it for bird rights. You can, you know, in Major League Baseball, there's some revenue sharing built in, but there's no salary cap. It's just a much softer budget in those sports, and that's why I kind of chuckle when people are like, boy, I hope Kirk Cousins, you know, takes the franchise tag again so he can hit free agency and he can really break the bank, and people not realizing that if he breaks the bank, all he's doing is breaking the bank and taking money from other players. It's a fixed cap. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a fixed cap, but, you know, what's interesting is that teams aren't required to spend to the cap, at least on a year-to-year basis. It's only over a four-year interval. And a lot of teams, what we've seen in recent years, you know, we used to always hear that teams were cap-strapped and things like that. That's not happening anymore because teams aren't spending the money on a year-to-year basis because they're able to roll the, you know, what's left over. So I think the idea that, like, someone like Cousins would be taking away from other players, yes, that's true within the confines of a cap, but teams aren't spending that money right now, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and Dom Cosentino of Deadspin joining me on CBS Sports Radio. How much of a factor do you think is it, Dom, that in some ways, yes, football is a sport like baseball and basketball are sports, but it's a little bit apples and oranges from the dynamics of the sports, not just the roster size, but you allude to it in the article. It's just a harder sport on the human body. So guaranteeing money is a bigger risk. There are some other elements that need to be negotiated and worked on in a CBA for football that you don't have to worry about in baseball and basketball in terms of benefits, taking care of older players, things like that. How big a factor is just the overall, just the physical toll that football takes on the human body versus the other sports?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it, and that's always been the ownership or management's, excuse for not wanting to guarantee these things. But, injuries happen in all sports, and there always seems to be these kinds of excuses for players not getting this, you know, guaranteed money or something like that. Injuries happen. It would tie up the cap, but I think it all comes back to the cap again, and that it's that the cap is this arbitrary number that ownership comes up with. I mean, why is it $167 million or whatever? Why do players get 47.5% of the revenue? These are ways for, you know, ownership to kind of keep as much as they can without giving it to the players who are actually the people that people are paying to see.
How culpable, Dom, in your mind, are the agents in this in terms of the optics of contracts? Because we all know, and you illustrated in the article, we hear stories. Andrew Luck signed a 5-year, $125 million deal. And so that's the number that gets stuck in everybody's head. But really, you know, $80 million of it's guaranteed. And maybe Luck's not a great example because he's going to see every penny of that deal because of the position that he plays.
Quarterbacks are going to get their money.
Right, but I'll use another example here in Houston because he's holding out right now is Dwayne Brown. A few years back, he signs a 6-year, $58 million deal. $22 million of that's guaranteed. And now here he is in the last 2 years of the deal, and he wants more money. And all those last two – and he's got no guaranteed money left on the deal. All those last 2 years of the deal the purpose they served was just to put a cap on what management would have to pay Dwayne, with the downside of they can cut him tomorrow and not have to pay him a dime. I feel like agents like to tap, but his agent probably that day was trumpeting, hey, I got Dwayne Brown $9 million a year or whatever it was. How culpable are agents just in the optics of how the system works today?
I think they're very culpable. It goes back to your earlier question about blame. That was the other part of the equation, really, is that agents like to see these big number, big money contracts go out. And so, you know, Dwayne's a great example because here's a guy who signed, like you said, a 6-year deal several years ago before the cap really took off. So in the sense that he signed a 6-year deal with whatever the total value of the deal was, that the left tackle market has since, you know, caught up to what he was making and even surpassed that. So he's, you know, in his mind, given the kind of player he is and his longevity, he feels he's underpaid, and that's what ends up happening. And so when agents, you know, put these kind of contracts together, and really a lot of it is, and, you know, I dealt with this a little bit too with a past job, but a lot of it is where they'll float these numbers out and reporters will report them, you know, based on what the agent wants them to say, you know, and it's sort of like in exchange for the scoop of getting the opportunity to put that kind of information out there. So it's sort of, you know, there's a whole ecosystem built around this, and it creates these false impressions people have. And again, you know, and management likes it too, because it gives people the impression that the owners are spending this kind of money. You know, I led the story with this, the details of Donovan McNabb's last contract with Washington, you know, which at the time when it, you know, I was at a Monday night game in Washington when that broke, and his agent was surrounded by, 50 reporters talking about this $88 million deal, and McNabb saw, you know, almost none of that money. So, but that's the kind of thing that goes on. I mean,
I think,
and that's why it creates this false impression for people.
Yeah, and I know the deal that I think of over the last couple of years was the Tyrod Taylor deal in Buffalo, where it got reported as a 6-year, $90 million deal, but the team basically had an out after 1 year and $9 million. You know what I mean? Like, the next year would have been like a $27 million cap hit. He'd have to have been a first or second team All-Pro for them to want to do that.
Right, and Colin Kaepernick's another example. He had a $100 million deal, 6 years, whatever it was, but really, you know, nothing was guaranteed, I think, beyond year one or year two. You know, and then he elected to opt out of it because he knew the team was going to cut him this year. So it's all those outs I mentioned earlier in the conversation. That's kind of how this stuff plays out, really.
It would be fascinating. It'd be a ton of legwork, but it would be fascinating to go back and see reports on contracts in free agency and then ultimately what the players realized from some of those contracts. You know what I mean? How misleading were the numbers versus the final results of the contract? Dom Costantino of Deadspin joining me on the program. So, Dom, in your mind, what's the solution here? You know, the players all talk big about we got to get guaranteed money. We got to, you know, when the next CBA comes up, we got to get this and that. And the players have talked big before, and they're still so far behind all the other unions when it comes to results. I feel like if guarantee, you know, we're going to get fully guaranteed contracts, and all we're going to see is a league with 2 and 3 year contracts at the most.
Right. I mean, it's going to come down to what I don't know that the union is going to die on the hill of trying to get fully guaranteed contracts, regardless, just because of, you know, other things we've articulated here about injuries and benefits, because the teams have to pay the cap is $167 million. Every team has $40 million that they have to pay on top of that toward benefits. And then, so if we're going to guarantee contracts, that's going to, you know, the trade-off would be that money would come from the benefit pool that players have. And I think that's not something players really want to give up. I think we could start seeing, you know, more honest kind of deals, although I still think we're going to see the bigger contracts, with the long-term kind of situation where, you know, maybe a player feels that he's too valuable to a team to get cut. But the union has a lot of issues it has to work with when it comes to the next CBA with the NFL. When we talk about issues like marijuana, the personal conduct policy, and Roger Goodell's disciplinary authority under that. So they've kind of got a lot of things to consider in addition to guaranteed money, which is why I don't think guaranteed money in and of itself is going to be as big an issue for them as a lot of these other things might be.
Yeah, you're reading my mind. I was just about to hit you with, how much is weed worth to them? How much is weed being illegal under the CBA worth to the players, right?
Right. You know, and maybe too, because they took a big haircut in this CBA from, 53% of the revenue down to 47%. Maybe they want to get a bigger share of that in the next deal too, and get their money that way, because the cap has continued to rise. Players are getting more money, but the issue that's been created is that we've now got a have and have nots kind of situation in the league, where we've got, you know, certain players, certain positions making a lot of money, and a number of players at the bottom of the scale, particularly now that because rookie contracts are slotted and really capped, not making quite as much, or not making much at all comparatively. So, there are a lot of issues for the union to consider that I think go well beyond just straight up fully guaranteeing contracts.
Dom, last thing before I let you go, we got about a minute. But I'm curious. I don't think you touched on it in your article, but I'm curious your opinion on it as someone who's obviously very educated and plugged in on all these financial topics. How problematic or how big a cloud do you think the cord cutting and the television revenue, maybe the mystery that we're heading into in the next decade as to how these games are going to be consumed and what that's going to look like for the league financially? How big an issue is that hanging over all this stuff?
I think in the background, it's a big issue. I think it's something that is going to really color the negotiations whenever they might begin between the union and the league, because everyone's kind of fat and happy right now. But like you said, the cord cutting really has the potential to threaten that. The ESPN layoffs, the Fox layoffs were kind of, a shot across the bow that this is something that's coming up where, networks, the NFL's business model for 50 years has been, knowing that the networks are willing to pay them a lot of money to air their games because people watch them. The interest is still there, but if people are cutting the cord, if people are finding other ways to watch games, the issue now becomes how is the league going to monetize this? And it's something that's going to affect both the league and the players. So, and the players union. So I think it's going to be a fascinating thing that's going to play out in the next 3-4 years as the CBA is being negotiated, because the CBA runs until 2020. The network contracts largely go through 2022. So, it's kind of a similar time frame there, where things are going to hit the fan, so to speak.
Dom Cosentino, Deadspin staff writer. Why only the NFL doesn't guarantee contracts? Highly recommend you go find the link. Really good piece.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.